Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
And happy early new year to all. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We get to March 30th and 31st. We all know in a parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. When a season opens or reopens, indeed calls for a new year celebration. Monday, the Blackfish, a.k.a. Tog season, reopens for the month of April. Four fish at 15 inches. That, from what I heard the past week, it gives us finally something to catch other than the bass. People actually getting tired of catching stripers, if you can believe it. This last week, especially, even though with the rain Thursdays, seven, 8 days, it's been mayhem. Bass everywhere. Talked to a friend of mine at the Hook House up there in Tom's River just before you go over the bridge in the seaside. I said, Dennis, any white perch happening up there? He says, white perch. He said, I think the bass ate all the white perch. There's no white perch around. Stripers everywhere. So I'll give you something else to fish on the freshwater front again. Bass and pickerel and panfish going crazy. Next Saturday opens up the statewide trout season. Join us on the next segment will be Russ Schramko, who coordinates the stocking program for DEP's Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries. So grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Hurley in the morning.
John Devlin is going to join the program.
It's overwhelming. And let me just say, before we even get started on it, these are some bad people. You know, you entrust your children to the likes of people like Constance Daze Chapman and others, and they do some horrific things.
Do you think they have her suspended with pay or without pay right now?
Well, it's no secret that Marty Smalls controls the school board of Atlantic City. All his friends and family.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not trying to be a lawyer on you and beat you up. But Constance Daze Chapman was Marty Smalls' campaign manager, correct?
She's Marty Smalls' campaign manager and also the chairman of the Atlantic City Democratic Committee, elected.
Wake up weekday mornings with Hurley in the Morning on South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Harry Hurley for my friends at Ambient Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning Professionals. Reminding you that now, yes, now is the best time to replace your air conditioning system. Often we know our system needs to be replaced, but we put it off. Don't wait until you really need air conditioning to find out it's not functioning properly. Get a free estimate now from Ambient Comfort before the spring equipment price increases. And while you can take advantage of low-cost financing plans through our local utilities, if eligible, get it done now, and you'll save money now on your new system and save money later on your energy bills. Most importantly, when it gets hot, you'll be cool. When comfort matters, choose who I choose, Ambient Comfort. See their great reviews and schedule your free estimate now at ambientcomfortnj.com. That's ambientcomfortnj.com or call 609-568-0955. That's 609-568-0955. Tell them Harry Hurley sent you.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers. When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials, which is why when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Spring is in the air and the OC Water Park Easter sale is here. Take advantage of the best price of the season at Ocean City's premier water park. Today through April 7th, save up to 30%. Get unlimited all-day, all-access to OC Water Park and Adventure Golf with a 2024 season pass, just $169. Single-day tickets are just $38. Add a round of mini-golf, just $7. It's never too early to start celebrating summer. Hurry, this deal is only available through April 7th. Visit OCWaterPark.com today.
WPG.
Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, the trucks, they are a-rolling. The PeQuest Chariots, as I call them. Next week is the opening of the statewide trout season. Last week, we had on Ed Conley, PeQuest Hatchery Superintendent. Tell us what's involved in raising these trout to these beautiful, beautiful fish. What's up there? Beautifully conditioned trout. Great spread of sizes in there. Don't forget, we have the bonus broodstock program that's going to be going on. These big 3.5-year-old brooders are stocked prior. They're in the opening, prior opening day load for opening day. It's going to be great. Three South Jersey waters are represented. But the nuts and bolts, the nuances of the stocking itself, the schedules, how many fish go where? What are the numbers based on? Join us on the line right now. It's very special Rack and Fin radio guest. Principal cold water biologist with DEP's Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries, longtime friend of Rack and Fin Radio, Ross Schramko. Ross, thanks for joining us, man. Oh, man, 7 days, I'll be crazy. How you doing?
Yeah, good, Tom. Glad to be here. Like you said, 7 days away.
Ross, I was, I'm running around the state. I saw trucks here. I saw a truck there. I saw a truck here. Now it's spread out. Ross, just real fast, I know you're on a tight schedule. The actual dispersal, distribution of the trout, north, central, south. How is that formulated for this preseason?
There's an allocation formula that we use and we've been using since PeQuest Hatchery opened up. It takes into account a lot of different things from physical factors like the size of the stream, how many miles of stocking influence that we have that's related to how many stocking points. Biological factors like whether or not the water can hold trout year-round or whether or not it warms up too much and we consider that a seasonal fishery. And then again, of course, the social factors. So like land ownership, parking, angler interest, many things like that.
But Russ, when it's mapped out, okay, to the loads, to Ed Conley up there, okay, south waters first, central second, north third, or strictly the preseason thing. How does that work?
We mix it up. We have some drivers that know the southern run, so they go out, here and there throughout the 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We do try to put the water bodies that we know have cormorant issues closer to opening day, so
ooh,
the birds have less chance for get some of the fish before the anglers do. But unfortunately, that's about the only thing we can do. The best we can do to try to limit the cormorant.
That's better than doing nothing else. Because again, they are I don't say issues, people. It's a problem. They are a problem on certain waters. Listen, before opening day, April 6th at 8 a.m., 184,360 rainbows, including 2% of every load will include extra breeder fish. Nice sized fish going out. And by the end of the 7-week in season stocking period, that's going to be, I believe, Friday, May 24th. You're looking at 569,740 baseline figure. Now, baseline figure is kind of a lie in a good way. Check out the article in the Fisherman Magazine, April's edition, New Jersey Rainbow Trout Redo 24. As it just seems every year, and no one's complaining, extra trout. There's always surplus trout. I think in 23, there's another 30-something thousand extra, what we call bonus fish, as in numbers, were stocked in weeks 5, 6, and 7. So, Ross, there are plenty of trout to go out this year. You guys have it covered.
Yeah, that's right. Ed and his crew over at PeQuest, they always have extra fish on hand. That's just for the whole raising process that they take more eggs than they need, and then they sort and keep more fish than they need, just so we definitely meet that baseline. So that's the good news. We've been able to hit that baseline, almost all the time.
Ross, one final question before I let you fly. Are the regional biologists, are they out there preseason, before the preseason stocking, checking things out? And I know, for example, listeners, on the bummer run on the Cohansie, one stocking point was removed. Okay, so, but again, getting the feel, knowing what's exactly what, so it's a seamless operation predicated on rain events or something like that, with the drivers getting the fish out?
Yeah. The regional biologists, they actually do it year round. With a course of concentration in the spring as we're gearing up. But year round, we're looking at different water bodies and Unfortunately, sometimes we lose a spot here and there due to, public access changing.
Right.
Something like that. But then, regional biologist usually tries to find a spot nearby to replace the spots that are missed.
So the fish, listeners, the fish get out. I'm tired of hearing this over my hundreds of decades, it seems. Shrimp got that. Oh, they didn't stock. They didn't stock. They didn't stock. Yeah, they stock. The fish are there. Fish have fins, especially trout. They swim. They move. Russ, doesn't that drive you crazy? That drives me crazy.
it does drive me a little crazy. I have to admit that.
There is one final question on me. I'm Tom P. Sandbagger. The bonus broodstock program, wildly popular. Now, it's for the listeners in the Rack and Fin Radio listening area. We got three waters getting hit. Crystal Lake is going to get 50 of these bonus breeders. Grenlock Lake in Gloucester County, 50. And South, well, I love South Vineland Park Pond down there. They're going to get 50. How are they? It's a rotating basis. Or is there any waters? It seems like the same two or three, four, it's the same waters. Are there any changes in the offing, or you guys are set with that?
Well, what we do is we try to pick usually like smaller waters because the catchability is a lot higher in the smaller waters. And so we do rotate between Crystal and Sylvan each year.
Right.
Just so that area is hit. So that's every other year. But the other water bodies, they're on a more or less every 3 year, maybe a 4 year rotation. But we're just kind of limited by, the number of water bodies that fit into the program.
Right. I'll tell you, Shramko, it's wildly popular, and people are hit. If you want to see mayhem, Little Max Pond up there in Monmouth County, it's listed as 2 acres. I'm thinking maybe it's an acre and a half tops. And I don't know where these big catfish came from. I talked to Craig Lemon up at Hackensack. He said, we never stocked them. But bass in there, listen, that's tiny. It's going to get 160 trout, and 30 of those are going to be the breeders. I know one crew. I call it the Rossi Posse. Relatives of mine, the boys are all maniacal fishermen. They will be at Max Pond. That was a surprise when I saw that one, Ross.
Yeah, that should be a place. If you haven't caught a broodstock fish and it's something that you want to do in your lifetime, any of the broodstock locations that we pick from 1 year to the next. But Max Pond, like you said, just being so small, I expect a lot of those fish to get caught on opening day.
Shrimp, the best thing is seeing the youngsters. And of all ages, if you get my drift, I see dads and moms going crazy there. Just catching the fish is great. Well, Ross Shramko, cold water principal biologist, Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries and DEP's Fish and Wildlife. Congratulations on that. Another great job. It looks like a smooth sailing. Waters are going to be, it's been raining the past few days this past week, but waters look like they're going to be in great shape, north, central, and south. It's a go.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have some good weather, too, according to the weathermen. So, river should be in shape. Fish will be in there, ready for the anglers to get out there.
And, Ross, you know me, man. I like a yeast infection. I'm everywhere, showing up at the wrong time, wrong places. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe I'll run into you on one of these waters one of these days. I know you're out there checking. Now, listen, there's one thing. These biologists, they are out there among the constituents, the stakeholders. Great job, Ross. Great job.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
We'll see. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, good luck and tight lines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the forecast coming week, a little rainy, a little here and there. Waters may be a little high. Some of the streams, especially the Morris River, the Kahanskip. So what? The fish are being stocked. That was Ross Shramko. He pretty much coordinates on a temporary basis. He coordinates the trout stocking statewide. Speaking of the trout stocking statewide, opening day! A big event there at Pacon Lake on Route 9 in Tuckerton. It's going to be the second annual, sponsored by Empire Fishing and Tackle. Joining us on the line right now, Chris Topinka. Last year was the inaugural run. Place was mobbed. Everybody caught fish in between the cormorants and the ospreys. But, man, he's doing it again, even bigger and better. Besides, he just doubled more than double the size of the store right there on Route 9. Chris Topinka, how you doing?
I'm good, Tom. How are you this morning?
Listen to me. Next Saturday is going to be organized mayhem along Route 9 there. You guys have it locked, cocked, and ready to rock, do you not?
We are ready to go. This is going to be an outstanding event. Second time we're doing it from last year. Everybody loved what we did last year. We got a lot of great input. So, of course, we're going to continue doing this on an annual basis. So this is our second year. Time for the kids to put down the iPads, dust off the rod and reels, and come on down to join us at Pohatcong Lake. We're going to have 640 trout that the state is stocking for us.
Yep.
The following week, we're going to be doing 480 more, and there's a continuous stocking that they will be doing for us. So they're going to keep us going through the summer. You come on down to the store. It's a free event for everybody in the community. We've got a lot of volunteers. A lot of the other fishing clubs are going to join us.
Beautiful.
What we'll be doing is you come on into the store, register. You get your free worms or any kind of bait that we're going to use. Just bring your rod and reels. In the afternoon, we're going to serve some hamburgers and some hot dogs.
Oh! Oh! I guess I'm going to be making some detours to Pink.
Look forward to seeing you there. I hope you can stop down. That'll be great. We'll be going up and down the dock. We've got a bunch of giveaways that we'll be doing to keep all the kids, make sure everybody has something. And at the end, at about 2:30 or so after the event, we'll be doing a raffle. It was a great event last year. We had a wonderful time.
Right.
All kids walked away with something. One of our rod builders is going to be making us a rod. A couple of our manufacturers have come in with some other giveaways for us.
Okay, because this looks like a super event. Last year, when I stopped in briefly, just taking a walk up and down the dock a couple of times with you, the amount of families, listen, it reminded me of North Jersey opening day still when you get the shoulder to shoulder. Chris, it was, even people over on the other side on the beach, and you had easily a dozen kayaks and little car toppers out there on the lake.
There was so much family there together, having a good time, just sharing some time together, making some memories for the future with their kids. Bunch of the kids, first time they ever caught a fish, made it all worthwhile. Makes having a little tackle store in town, that made it worthwhile.
Okay, Chris, for more information, we're up against a heartbreak. For more information about listeners, next Saturday at Pacon Lake, sponsored by Empire Fishing and Tackle there on Route 9 in Tuckerton. Is there a contact number, website, Facebook page? Go!
You can go on to our Facebook page, which is www. Empire Fishing and Tackle. Also, please join us on our group page. We'll have information being sent out there. That's Fishing Jersey with Empire Bait and Tackle. We'll have all the information posted throughout the week. For anything additional or any questions you might have, you can give us a call at the store, 609-857-5291. Stop by the store. We'll take care of all the registrations at that point. And if you don't make it during the week, then come on down anytime between 8 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Come on in. You don't have to be there all day. Pick up your tickets, get your worms, get your bait. Go on the dock and catch some of those trout that the state put in there for us.
Okay, man. Chris, well, God spares. We'll see you sometime next Saturday afternoon.
Tom, thank you very much for all of the input. Very much appreciated. We look forward to see everybody in the community come together and have a great time.
We'll see you, brother. Be good. Well, along on that segment, up against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app. Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. The Biden administration is announcing the opening of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. What's an extreme risk protection order? It's the official name for what are often called red flag orders. Many states have created them. President Biden has advocated for federalizing them or making state laws more strict. The new center, operated by the Department of Justice, aims to instruct police, lawyers, and clinicians how to put a red flag on someone. Red flag laws draw a lot of controversy over due process matters. Some states allow for police to simply remove one's guns based on unverified complaints. Others require bringing the matter to a judge. The announcement came just as Vice President Kamala Harris toured the site of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Florida and after the omnibus bill passed. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go, look out below, back inside, Rack and Fin, ready with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 30th and 31st, third turn of the calendar page is done. The Ides month is about over again. That was going to be a great event there at Pacon Lake for opening day, especially for the youngsters. And that was Ross Schramko. There's all about the trout stocking procedure, how it gets done. Talk about events. This I met this young lady, actually, and her associate there at the Atlantic City Boat Show. Walking around with this really, like, weird bit. Says, play hooky. Play, and they give some cool patches, too, like little stickers. Play hooky. That was all about. There's going to be a woman veteran active duty fishing day sponsored by Play Hooky. It's going to be at Lake Juliana Ponderosa Estates. Vito Cardinale is a guest on Rack and Fin Radio several years ago. Very, very generous, wonderful man. Young lady's name is Karen No. She's the coordinator of this event, co-chair rather. And they're involved with Vietnam Veterans Chapter 12. Tell us about the event, Women Veteran and Active Duty Fishing Day. Karen No, what do you know? Great to have you on Rack and Fin, young lady.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Thank you so much for letting us highlight the event. It's going to be a free day of fishing for women veterans. As you mentioned, Play Hooky, our Play Hooking programs connect disabled veterans suffering from battlefield-related stress disorders. We connect them with resources. And one of those resources is we use ecotherapy to minimize those battlefield stresses. We take them out and we let them play hooky for the day from all the stresses. We enjoy the outdoors. We connect them with nature. We provide free fishing events. We'll throw the line in the water and enjoy the sunset, enjoy the sunrise, and certainly the camaraderie with fellow soldiers who've experienced the same, trauma in their lives. So it's a great event. And mm-hmm. This one, we're focusing on women, women veterans and active duty, for a day of fishing, honoring our women veterans. Sometimes it's overlooked, but over a soldier's lifetime, women are more likely to suffer from PTSD than their counterparts.
Okay.
We're giving them an outlet as well to enjoy a free day of fishing. We're looking for both beginners and expert anglers and all those in between. Our objective is just to provide them a day to get away from the battlefield stresses and the everyday stresses that they have for a free day of camaraderie.
Well, Karen, speaking of venues, you could not have access to a better venue than this Lake Juliana, the Ponderosa Estates Farm. Listen, it's going to be Saturday, April 20th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There are bass in there the size of beer kegs. Sunny's the size of your head. It's big catfish. It's just a great event now. There's going to be, I see this line right here. A dirty dog lunch. Look out. Tom P. might be in the house on that one. So, again, loner rods and reels, bait fishing instruction, all of this be provided. Karen, is this the first event of its kind that you're doing of this magnitude?
Yes, it's the first event focused primarily on those women veterans to connect them with fishing. They want to learn, or experts, as we mentioned. And again, it's free. The only requirement we ask is a pre-registration so we can count those hot dogs and make sure everybody has a dirty dog.
Now, will the lovely Michelle be in charge of the dog wagon?
She's going to be the chief chef. You can be assured there's some delicious sides to go along with those dirty dogs.
And this is also entertainment as well. It's country. It's a live music band. This is going to be a super time. Again, this is the first I've heard specifically gearing towards female veterans in active duty. So good luck. Congratulations on getting this together and all involved.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's really been a group effort. You know, we're going to have free loner rods, as you mentioned, but spinner rods, but we're also going to have fly fishing rods mm-hmm. for those that like to try their hand at fly fishing. our Project Healing Water Fly Fishing volunteers are going to be there to oversee that. So it's really been a joint effort. And as you mentioned, Vito, we can't say enough and thank him enough for providing the facility. And Chapter 12, as you mentioned, providing the entertainment with its country. So it's going to be a wonderful day. Hopefully the weather's great for us. If not, we're going to still have some great company and have a great day of fishing. Like you mentioned, that Lake Juliana is full of a variety of fish, and I hear some real monsters.
She ain't lying, people. I only dream about that place. Listen, Karen, the whole thing is, too, that novices, you know, beginners, newbies, novices, casual anglers, even expert anglers, listen, it's a day for the female veterans and female active duty personnel to enjoy this. It's one of the, I've been around a lot of places. This is one of the best fishing and most beautiful real estate locations I have ever seen. So, Karen, now I understand Jersey Coast Anglers, they will have expert instructors there, correct?
Yeah, and many clubs belong to the Jersey Coast Anglers Association,
right.
And we have volunteers from those clubs through Jersey Coast Anglers. They'll be providing assistance, coaching, so whatever level is needed, and it's guaranteed to, you know, you'll have a great day of fishing if you just come out and enjoy it.
Okay, listen, unfortunately, it's going to be limited, okay? Because, again, you want to keep it to a quality, you know, experience in there. We're going to have more people. We're looking at 25, 30. Karen, what's the dealio?
Yeah, we're looking at our first year out, we'll do 20, 30. Certainly, if we have a few more women vets, we'll welcome them with open arms. But as I mentioned, we hope this is a reoccurring annual event, and we want to get our get the process down and certainly welcome more as we grow the event.
Okay, Karen. Well, Karen, no, this looks like an event for a successful day outing and for the future. Listen, it's Women Veteran Active Duty Fishing Day by Play Hooky Go Fishing, Saturday, April 20th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Where? Lake Juliana, Millstone Township,
right
up there in Monmouth County. Well, Karen, thank you for the job you're doing here, and it's important with the veterans. They seem to be
right.
Overlooked, so wonderful job.
All right, thanks. We'll declare the day a success if our women veterans have a fun day of fishing, enjoy the outdoors, and camaraderie of women with similar experience. And anyone that knows women veterans, active duty personnel out there, please spread the word, and don't forget to thank a vet, because freedom is not free.
Absolutely. Couldn't say that better. Karen, no. One more time with a contact for people that want to get involved. Go.
Go. It's email Scott T. Friends, Scott with one T, T Friends, all one word, at gmail.com, or GINOE0113@gmail.com.
Okay, Play Hooky when? Saturday, April 20th. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Women Veteran and Active Duty Fishing Day, Lake Juliana and Millstone Township, Ponderosa Estates Farm, one of the finest fishing venues on the planet. I'm telling you, on the planet. Karen, look forward to seeing you there.
All right, thanks a million, Tom.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Yep.
Bye.
That's going to be a super event, giving something back to the veterans, the female veterans and active duty. Lake Julianne, it's going to be super time. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 is proud to introduce our new weekend talk show lineup with more opinions and more opportunities to make your voice heard. Our new shows include Eat, Drink, Smoke with Tony Katz, The Weekend with Michael Brown, Intelligent Medicine with Dr. Ronald Hoffman, The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, Expanded Financial Advice from Dave Ramsey, Ben Ferguson, and more. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 is South Jersey's talk station all weekend long.
Fox
News, I'm Chris DeMayo. The cleanup continues after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
First, they want to clear the channel. Second, they want to tow the ship, the dolly, out of the channel. Third, they want to remove the debris that's blocking the waterways around the channel.
Fox's Criff Jenkins in Baltimore. President Biden approving $60 million in aid to put towards the recovery efforts. A new bridge could cost $400 million. The Biden campaign reports they raised $26 million Thursday night during a fundraiser with former Presidents Obama and Clinton in New York City. This says former President Trump plans to campaign in two swing states next week.
Former President Trump preparing to hit battleground states, which could make all the difference this fall. We know he's getting ready to go to Wisconsin and Michigan, states that, of course, made a big difference in 2020 for President Biden.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, breezy this morning, otherwise some sunshine giving way to clouds with a shower in spots late this afternoon with a high of 60. For tonight, a passing evening shower or two, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 45. For tomorrow, nice with clouds and sunshine, high 67. Tomorrow night, plenty of clouds with a couple showers and a thunderstorm with a low of 48. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 30th and 31st. Talking about trout, talking about the taco, but quick hot shot bass tactics right now. Pre-spawn. Remember I said earlier the bass probably on the beds of mid to late March. Nah, it's backed off a little bit. Join us on line right now. We're not one, but two pre-spawn bass hot tactics. Chris Smith, principal biologist, New Jersey's Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries within the DEP, and also a tournament angler, former New Jersey Bass Angler of the Year. Chris, short shots here, your two techniques, your one hell of a pre-spawn bass catcher, man. Let's go. What do you got?
Hey, how you doing this morning, Tom?
How am I going? Go, man.
what we got this morning, I'd say that, you know, right now we're in that pre-spawn time frame. You know, things are warming up. Things are getting sunny. Those bass want to get on the bank right now. My two best techniques right now, you know, the 1-2 punch is using some soft plastics, like a soft stick bait or a creature bait, and then following it up with a chatter bait. I mean, those are my two best techniques this time of year. If the fish are active, they're aggressive, that chatter bait is absolute dynamite. And then if they're not as aggressive and they're a little closer to that spawn, a creature bait or a stick bait is absolutely the best.
Chris, are they relating any specific type of cover as per the venue?
Both of those techniques are going to work around everything. You know, any place where you have newly emerging, pads, you know, your lily pads that are just coming up, breaking the surface.
Right, right.
Pre-spawn fish love to get on those pads, those new pads early in the spring. Any place where you have reeds like Phragmite up on the bank, lay down trees, anything, any cover that those fish are eventually going to spawn in or around, both of those techniques will work.
Chris, in the pre-spawn mode that they're in, are the strikes out of hunger or territorial attitudes? What?
It's both. Absolutely, it's both. If they're a little closer to those nests, if the males have already started coming up and start building the nest, those fish are aggressive. They want to protect their area. You know, whereas, you know, if we're a little farther along from the spawn, you know, maybe we're a week, 2 weeks along, those fish are still thinking about feeding. You know, we had a big warming trend a couple weeks ago.
Right,
those fish
right.
moved up. Those fish moved up on that big warming trend. They were all over the banks. Fish everywhere. Some of the local tournament results had really, really good results.
Saw that, yeah.
Caught.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some sampling, electrofishing sampling results, you know, were really good during that time frame. But those fish slid back off again. So they're still, you know, a couple weeks goes along, they need to eat. So they're going to be aggressive.
Now, Chris, that funky weather we had Wednesday and Thursday this past week, you know, the rain and stuff, now it's wind, whatever, like that. Are the females, and the males are over, the females just hanging back deeper, just waiting? And what triggers? Is it water temperature, light, amount of light? What triggers them to actually, here we go, time to do it, man?
All of the above. You know, really we say around like, you know, high 50s, low 60s. 60, 62 is pretty much a given that they're going to be, you know, there's going to be fish somewhere on beds. you know, and that's a sustained temperature of 60 degrees too, not, you know, 55 degrees in the morning and then 60 in the afternoon. You know, morning temperatures around 60 degrees, that's a given that there's going to be fish on beds. Absolutely.
Chris, the creature bait you're talking about, like it's an old bait that you turned me on to years ago, like sweet beavers, lizards, worms, tops off plastic. What do you like?
All of the above. You know, okay. We can go as far as old school as the Zoom brush hog to some of the newer, you know, newer baits that are coming out now. You know, anything that resembles a crayfish, you know, things that have like lots of tails, big flappy arms and stuff on there. You know, colors mimicking like crayfish, you know, bluegill. It all kind of, you know, mixes together. You know, bluegill, of course, are going to be like nest raiders. They get in as soon as the fish are, you know, spawning.
Exactly right, yep.
Fish are kind of, you know, trying to protect against those bluegill. Bluegill this time of year do the same thing as bass. As soon as that water temperature starts warming up a few degrees, 4, 5, 6 degrees, you know, they flood the banks too. So there's tons and tons of bluegill up on the bank right now. You know, lots of little guys.
Colors
such as your green pumpkins, your watermelons, your black and blue, straight black, you know, anything of that nature, you know, something that looks real natural. Great colors this time of year.
Chris, on your chatterbaits, any particular skirt color and trailer you like, or does it matter, again, when they're in this frame of mind?
I keep it pretty simple. I like three colors. I'm either black and blue, green pumpkin, or a shad color like a white. If the water's really, really dingy, which we've had a lot of rain over the last, you know, couple weeks, yeah. You know, month, you know, a lot of places that stay kind of dirty, muddy all the time. You know, down south, Cumberland County, Sunset Lake, even your Rainbow Marvin,
yeah.
Those lakes, you know, can be dirty after it rains. Salem Canal, whites in the really dirty water. As the water starts to clear up a little bit, we'll transition into the green pumpkins and the black and blues.
Chris Smith, thanks. Those are two hot shots. Go get those bass. Plenty of bass out there now. Chris, as you told me, and I followed this time, right now, you can theoretically catch the biggest bass of the season, correct?
Absolutely. This is the time, the few weeks before the pre-spawn, when we come out of the winter, as soon as it starts to warm back up just a little bit, get those fish going. Absolutely. Biggest fish of the year.
Chris Smith, thanks for joining us, by the way. How's that wonderful family?
Everybody's doing well.
See you on the water, brother. Be good.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Got him on short notice because this is the time of year. Okay. He says, what do you? I said, I got to get a hold of Smith. I have to get a hold of Smith, man. He said, I got the trout. I get that all last year. But bass this time. I love my pickerel too, but bass this time. Smith always said, and he turned me on deeper water. Red rattle trap. Red rattle trap. Whoa. Okay. Be right back. Rack and fin. Bass time. It's bass time. It's trout time. It's tog time. It's striper time. It's time. Be right back.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, new research finds we're giving religion less priority in our lives. We'll look at the reasons on this Easter weekend. Also, on the vacation front, the best times to take a cruise. Plus, how scientists are editing genes inside our body to treat cardiovascular disease. How a mother's invention became a public destination. And Caitlin Clark as a youth basketball player. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
This is South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Earlier in the broadcast, we had Ross Schrampko on, talk about the trout stocking opening day next Saturday. Also, Chris Topinka, nice little event there. Not a little event, it's going to be a monster event. Pack on Lake in Tuckerton for opening day. Avail to a new bait earlier in the week. Haven't had a chance to try it. My order is in. Everyone knows and fishes for trout, especially my age, Pawtski Bait Company, based in the West. They've been around for decades upon decades upon decades, and they're known as the pioneers of trout fishing, the trout eggs, the balls of fire eggs, my fave, and our little yellow jackets are badass as well. Crappy fireballs, a fire bait, fire corn. Don't warn them, just fire corn them. Well, they have a new jig out, tiny jig called, oh, man, the Fire Ned. Fire Ned looks like it's going to be an inferno on the streams, lakes, and ponds. Joining us right now, long-time industry acquaintance from Pawlski is Chris Schaefer. He's director of operations. Going to avail us on the fire net. Only have a couple of minutes. Schaefer, you guys slammed it. You slammed it, Schaefer.
Phil, hey, you can't catch more than your limit with these things. It's still not legal to do so, so get ready. I mean, this is it's new for us. I mean, think about what's happening, though. Everybody in the world is using Neds for bass. And we said, why wouldn't somebody come out with one for trout? And that's what we did. And as you can see, the way that the Ned hit the head rig is on the top, it allows you to fish it so many different ways. You know,
right.
You can use it as a cast and bubble. You can jig it. You can twitch it. You know, a lot of people will float fish it. A lot of people just cast and retrieve. There's something for everybody with this bait.
Chris, you have two sizes, correct?
Yeah, it comes in 1/16 and 1/32 ounce. And, you know, we designed it for trout, but we're quickly finding out that most people are using it for trout. They're using it for crappie. They're using it for, you know, bass, many, many different species. It'll catch pretty much everything in the fresh water.
Chris, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it as a monster bull bluegill buster, boy, besides the trout. I mean, the rainbows are going to be all over this. But, I mean, this thing is versatile as all get out.
It was made on purpose to be as versatile as we can. You know, there's many other similar baits out there, but the jig head that those come with doesn't really allow you to fish it multiple different ways. When you use this one, you're going to see that it's got a weighted jig head, so it'll literally fall right to the bottom, and it'll stand up, and it allows you to twitch it that way.
Boom. Yep.
It allows you to twitch it. It's pretty versatile. It allows you to do anything you want to do, which you can't do that with most baits like this out there right now.
Chris, how many colors?
We got it in 6 colors. You know, the most underrated color is going to be the glow. The other one we like is to fish in the morning, the mealworm. In the morning, things are falling out of the trees.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect time to do so. And, of course, you can't have it without hot pink. You know, white is a sleeper. Chartreuse everybody uses. And then my favorite is black and green. That one has just been real dynamite for us. I mean, it's only been out on the market about a month. But we've been able to use it because we've had samples. So you'll see a lot of videos out there with us using it really the last couple of months. So, you know, it's been a pretty exciting bait for us.
Chris, your videos, the Pawlski videos, man, they'll keep you on the edge of your seat. You guys are crazy.
Yeah, you know, 300 days a year on the road, you get to see some pretty cool places. And, you know, we're excited to be able to continue to just keep bringing out new products.
Listen, it's called the Fire Net. It's a microfinesse. I think it's going to be a trout killer. It's going to be a bluegill killer. Very versatile, just in time for the trout season. Well, Chris, one question. The plastic, because of the scent, is scent's the big thing. Scent. Is this scented? If not, why not?
So we purposely didn't scent this. We wanted to, but obviously you guys know we have our own fire gel. So if we scented it one flavor, everybody complains they want a different flavor. So you can put fire gel on any one of these. But the most important reason why we didn't is places like Pennsylvania, some of the waters in Jersey, you know, all across the Northeast, there's a lot of delayed harvest. There's a lot of artificial only and single hook artificial only. So we purposely made this single hook artificial no scent. So that allows you to take this anywhere you want to take it and legally fish that bait. If we would have scented it, like our fireworms, our fire eggs, they're already scented. Can't use those in those kind of waters. But here, this is legal anywhere. Even non-trout season times when there's no bait allowed, you can use this. And that's the reasoning behind that.
Join us on the line. Director of Operations for Pawlski Bait Company is Chris Schaefer, availing us to a new, this is going to be a killer for the trout season. The Fire Ned, well, Mr. Schaefer, here's a situation here, especially in South Jersey. Where can people buy it? Can they buy it from Pawlski directly? What's the dealio?
You know, here, that's going to be one of the issues. You know, if you're in a trouty area in New Jersey, some of the Walmarts carry it. Unfortunately, a lot of the tackle shops in Jersey don't have it right now. So you have to go online to get it, or you can go to any tackle shop in the entire state and say, I want Fire Neds. All the local distributors carry them so they could have it for you within a day. So go in and ask for it. You know, we love local like everybody else, but you got to go in and speak up and say, I want these, and they can have it for you right away.
I'll tell you, Schaefer, the chartreuse and the black and green. The black and green especially looks intriguing to me. The mealworms are given. So you have them individually. How many come to a pack? And what about, you have kits or anything like that?
So we do have a kit. The kit is exclusively available at Pawlski.com or Walmart. And some people may have it online as well. Now, The other thing to think about is it does come pre-rigged. So there's two of them already pre-rigged in the package or in the kit. And then the other four that are in there, they come six per individual package. The other four that are in there, you can use whatever you want. If you don't like to use our jig head, you know, our Ned Rig jig head, you can use your own. So it's really a versatile bait that really should be on everybody's watch list this year.
Yeah, Christopher, more information about Potsky and the fire, whatever. What's the website?
Potsky.com. That's PAUTZKE.com since 1934. Imagine that.
Well, you, oh, wow, that's almost as old as me.
I wasn't going to go there.
will you be in Jersey anytime the next year or two, man? You seem to be all over the continent.
We're looking at coming back to Jersey here probably this fall, doing a little bit of fall trout fishing. Guys tell us that's a tougher time to come. Why would you want to come during then? That's the time you want to show your baits work. So we're looking at coming back there probably in October.
Schaefer, we'll see you then, man. Be good.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's a hot new bait. Can't wait to try it. My tag is going to be in the mail. Hey, speaking of, one more event coming up Sunday, April 7th. That's next Sunday up there in, let's see, that's Route 539, just before Cherry Street. Yeah, that's Whiting. That's Whiting. It's the, used to be the Italian-American Sportsman's Club or something. Now it's the American Sportsman's Club. I think that was it. I used to go by and say, hey, Quesadich. The United Bow Hunters in New Jersey are going to have a spring walk through the Pines 3D shoot. Sounds like a lot of fun. Joining us on the line right now is UBNJ President John Big Boy Erndl. Johnny, how you doing, man?
Good, Tom. How are you?
We're going to get to it a little bit, as still has me sad. But let's talk the event up for a minute. It looks like a great time. Is this your first annual doing it?
Yeah. It's doing it with this club for the first time. Great bunch of guys. Beautiful setting. A real easy course to walk through. You know, they got a real nice clubhouse. They're going to have food. They'll have their kitchen open for breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll have the kids' bows out. So if the families want to come out and the kids want to try shooting, you know, we'll have that all set up for them. And just a family day out.
I know the area well. Listen, if you're going up 539, for example, from the Garden State Park, it'll be on your left. If you're coming up Lacey Road or coming down through 70 and you're going back on 539, it will be on your right. It's John, what are the hours?
Registration's going to start at 7, and we'll probably cut it off about 1 because it's an easy course to break down, so we'll let it run a little longer. And, you know, it'll probably take someone, I don't know, 45 minutes to shoot the course. Like I said, it's an easy course. It's going to be a fun course.
It's a beautiful area, too, Erndl. I know it well. It's a gorgeous area.
Oh, I love to walk through the course. It's really nice. You know, one thing, too, is all our shoots are open to crossbows. So if you got a crossbow and you want to come out and practice a little with it, you're more than welcome to.
There you go. Okay, John, on a sad note, listeners, he's been a guest on Rack and Fin over the many years. A true sportsman, just a wonderful man. A fierce fighter of the anti-hunters and anti-trappers, Mike Bush, Mountain Mike Bush. I've known him, I guess, since the early 2000s, and he had a shop up in McAfee, Mountain Mike Sports Shop, and he has been instrumental in getting the bear hunt back, combating the antis. This is a tireless worker. Unfortunately, Mike succumbed, and John, when you gave me the news the other day, I tell you, I'm driving in the bank, and I just stopped, and the girl looked at me and said, Tom P., what's the matter? I knew he had the cancer problem, but we were in touch. He had been recovering, and then, boom, I was crestfallen, Erndl. I was crestfallen.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a tough week. You know, my heart goes out to his family, to, you know, his fiancée, Dee. It's just, it came out of left field. I mean, he was, the last PET scan, he was in remission. And, you know, he was doing well. He went out hunting a couple times.
Right. He was back to driving. Yeah.
He drove. And then one day he woke up, he couldn't walk. Dee took him to the hospital and they found something on his spine. And, I mean, it progressed rapidly from there. But,
you know,
he was a true champion for sportsmen and women in this state.
He was he was the UBNJ's Black Bear Management guy, correct?
Yes, he was. And man, was he a pain in the governor's butt when he shut down the bear hunt.
And I told him, I said, Mike, you know, it's a done deal. And that's, no, Tom P. never said, I'm surprised you. I said, I know the governor, he said, never say, like the old Black Sabbath from 76 or 78, never say die.
No.
A bad pun, unintended, but he, son of a bitch, John, if that, he didn't get that thing going again or was a big part of it.
He was a huge part of it because, like I said, he was a pain in the governor's butt. And then when that woman, you know, was grabbed by the bear in North Jersey, that just even ramped up his calls and his letters to not only the governor, but, you know, senators and assembly people. And I guess it finally got through that, hey, we got to manage these things. Otherwise, more people are going to get hurt. And we got it back.
The outdoorsmen and women in New Jersey, whether you're from High Point or Cape May Point, lost just an incredible man, just an incredible, indefatigable fighter. He was just nonstop. So our heart goes out to Dee. I'll be in touch with Dee a little later this week and into next week. I know she's going in for surgery. John, when it rains, it pours. But let's just say a prayer for Dee. It's I hate this term, John, but he's in a better place.
He is. He's not suffering anymore. You know, I know people find some solace in that, knowing he's not suffering. He's back to the mic he was up there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now he's building traditional bows up in heaven right now.
He was the designer for the resurface from Martin Archery, the Damon Howitt brand. And I've seen some of his work, and we moved the show for McAfee over to Hamburg on 23. I stopped in, saw a trad. By the way, listen, this is how much he was hated by the antis. They tried to poison his dog, trad. Yep. They tried this, and it was whatever. Mike Bush, rest in peace, brother. We'll see you on the other side, John. Thanks for sharing. Let's get together sometime and share some Mike stories. He was a wonderful guy.
Sounds good. I'm always up for it, brother.
And for more information on the event, April 7th at the American Sportsman's Club on Route 539 in Whiting, where do we go?
They could go to our Facebook page, United Bow Hunters. They can go to our website, www.ubnj.org, and it's all out there.
Okay, John, thanks much. See you soon, man.
Thank you. Appreciate coming on.
That'll do for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Again, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. In the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, we know when a season opens or reopens. Need cause for New Year celebration. Monday, Blackfish, a.k.a. Tog season opens. 4 fish at 15 inches. See you next weekend. Rack and Fin Radio.